So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Evet Shasoi Rabbi Apeitiki La'acherim V'shicharoi. A person who placed a lien on his Evet and told his creditor, if I do not pay up, you can take my Evet, and he then freed the Evet. In the Mishnah, it is unclear as to who freed the Evet, the borrower or the lender, and the Gemara offers two approaches. Rav says, Mi Shicharoi Rabbi Rishon. The first owner, the borrower, freed the Evet. Therefore, Shuras Hadin, Ina Evet Chayav Klum L'Rabbi Sheini. Midai Raisa, the Evet becomes free and owes nothing to the second owner, the lender, because Shichur Mafkim Adei Shibut. The change in Bailus through Shichur supersedes the Shibut. The lien cannot remain attached to the Evet because the original Bailum does not own him anymore. However, Mimnei Tikuna Ailam, Shema Yimtse'enda Bishuk V'yemele Avdiyata, out of concern that the second owner might claim that this is my Evet and rumors will spread that his children are Avadim, the Chum initiated that Kaifin is Rabbi Sheini V'Isa Isai Ben Chayrin, for Kaisav Evet Shtar Al Damav. The second owner must free him as well, and they also obligated the Evet to write a Shtar that he will reimburse the second owner for his worth, since the Evet benefits from the Shichur. However, the first owner does not reimburse him, because the Tanna Kamma holds, Mazik Shibud Shel Chaver Potter. One is not liable for damaging another person's Shibud, and here the second owner only had a Shibud on the Evet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, Eina Evet Kaisav Ela Meshachar Kaisav. The first owner reimburses the second owner because Mazik Shibud Shel Chaver Chayev. One is liable for damaging another person's Shibud. Ula says, Mi Shichra Roy Rabbi Sheini. The second owner was Meshachar the Evet, and therefore Shuras Adin Eina Evet Chayev Klum B'mitzvus. Midai Raisa, the Evet does not become free and is not obligated in all mitzvahs because the second owner did not own the Evet. However, out of concern that people might now consider the Evet as a Yisrael, the Chum initiated that Kaifin is Rabbi Rishon Ba'isa Isa Ben Chayrin for Kaiser Shtar Damav. The first owner is compelled to free him, and the Evet must reimburse the first owner since he benefits from the Shichur. However, the second owner does not reimburse him because the Tanna Kamma holds Hezek She'eni Nikar Lo Yishmei Hezek. A person is not liable for damages that are not noticeable, such as shichur. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, Eina Evet Kaisav El Meshachar Kaisav. The second owner reimburses the first owner because Hezek She'eni Nikar Shmei Hezek. A person is liable for damages that are not noticeable. The Gemara now elaborates on a paitiki and cites a braisa which explains that there are two forms of a paitiki. If a person places what is referred to as an apaitiki stam, a general lien on his field, in which he told his creditor, if I don't pay up, you may collect from this field, but it did not exclude his other assets, and then the field is flooded. The Baal Chayv collects from other properties, because as Rashi explains, the sadeh is not considered belonging to the Baal Chayv, and therefore he does not suffer the loss. However, if he placed an apaitiki mefurish, a specific lien on the field, and told the Bachayv you can collect only from this field, the Bachayv cannot collect from other properties because the sada is considered belonging to him, in which he does suffer the loss. The Gemara cites yet another braisa. Ha'isa sadeyu apaitiki lebachayv uluksubas isha, if a person places an apaitiki stam on his field for a Baal Chayv or for his wife's ksuba, he may sell it because they can collect from other properties. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel makes the following distinction. Baal Chayv, Goyvim Mishan Lachasim. The above applies only to a debtor. However, Isha, Eina Goyvim Mishan Lachasim. He may not sell the apaitiki of a ksuba because she ain't darker shall Isha Lachaza Bati Dinin. A woman is not accustomed to visiting various bati din to track down all her husband's assets. Therefore, it is considered to be an apaitiki mefurish, as if he told her, lo yehe lecha perayin ela mizu. Zakta Mishnah, Misha chetzi evid v'chetzi ben chayrin, evidis rabbi yemechad, v'seatzma yemechad, divi bishil. A person who is a partial evid kanani and a partial Yisrael, as Rashi explains, he belonged to two partners, and one set him free. The Bishil initially said that he works for his owner one day and for himself the other day. However, Beishami Aimrim Tekantim Es Rabboi V'Satzmoli Tekantim. The Beishami argue that this only resolves the work issue, but does not resolve the marital issue. Lisa Shivcha Yi Afshar Shikvar Chetzi Ben Chayrin. Bas Chayrin Yi Afshar Shikvar Chetzi Avid. He cannot marry a Shefra because he's partially Yisrael. And he cannot marry a Bas Yisrael because he's partially an Eved. Yibatel? We must not leave him in a situation where he cannot get married because the mitzvah is so great, as the Pasuk states, Hashem created the world so that people populate it. Therefore, the Bishamik conclude, Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, kaifin es rabbi v'oisa oisa ben chayrin, to kaisav shtara chatzi damav. Bezdin compels the owner to set the Eved free, and the Eved must reimburse the owner for half his worth. V'chazu beis hillel l'hayritz k'dibi beis hamai, and the beis hillel retracted and agreed with beis hamai. The Gemara cites a b'raisa, ha'mishachar chatzi abdai, Rabbi Eimer kana, v'chacham Eimer loy kana. If a person frees only half his Eved, Rebbe holds the Eved becomes partially free, while the Chacham holds that the Eved does not become free at all. The Gemara offers two explanations to this machlekes. Rabbi says, Bekesef divri hakol kana. Both agree that a partial buyout can accomplish a partial shichur, because a pasuk regarding a shivcha harufa states, V'hafta loy niftasa. Pidyon refers to kesef, and the pasuk implies, Piduya ve'ena piduya. She was partially but not completely freed. Machlekes b'shtar. Machlekes is only if the shichur is through a shtar in which Rebbe holds kana, because there is a hekesh of shtar to kesef in the same pasuk. V'havdalei neftasa oichuf shalei nitin la. Pidyon refers to kesef and chufcha refers to shtar, and therefore ma kesef ben kuli mechatziyei av shtar nami ben kuli mechatziyei. Just as kesef can accomplish both a complete or partial shichur, so too a shtar can accomplish both a complete or partial shichur. While the chacham hold loy kana, because an Eved is compared to a married woman through a gzeris shava of the word law. The pasuk that refers to get isha states b'chas of law sefer krisis, and the pasuk that refers to get shichur states oichuv shaloi nitan law. And therefore, ma isha chetzi loy af Eved nami chetzi loy. Just as a husband cannot divorce half of his wife with a get, so too a master cannot free half his Eved with a get shichur. Rav Yosef initially says, b'shtar divri hakol loy kana. Because ma isha chetziloi, af eved nami chetziloi, and machlekes bekesef. Rebbe holds kana because the repeated words in the pasuk v'hefti lo niftasa imply peduya ve'ena peduya, partial pidyon, while the chacham hold that v'hefti lo niftasa is not conclusive, because dibur Torah kalashim in the adam, the Torah speaks in the manner of people. However, the Gemara concludes that according to Rav Yosef, the machlekes is in both kesef and shtar. The Gemara points out that Eva shal shnei shutvin divri hakol kana. Everybody agrees in the case of two partners, and if one frees the Eved, he becomes partially free, as Rashi explains, because he released his entire part in the Eved.